Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Sporty World Cup greetings, Yeheus.
Sonny, I understand you're kicking off with Ivory Coast football.
Yeheus, let's kick off in Brazil's northeastern coastal city of Fortaleza. That's where the elephants of Ivory Coast hope to stampede into the World Cup football tournament's round of 16 later Tuesday evening for the first time in the team's history. The Elephants will clinch a berth in the knockout stages with a victory over Greece in Fortaleza. Right now, the Group C standings look like this. Ivory Coast has 3 points from two matches, 3 points behind first-place Colombia, which is already through to the knockout stages. Japan and Greece have 1 point each from two matches. The Japanese are playing the Colombians in the other group match this evening. The Elephants of Ivory Coast are making their third straight World Cup appearance. But at their two previous showings, Germany 2006 and South Africa 2010, the Elephants could not get past the group stage. So it would be nice to see them do it this time, especially for their inspirational 36-year-old captain.
Hi, Didier Drogba, striker from Ivory Coast.
Didier Drogba was used as a second-half super sub in Ivory Coast's two previous World Cup matches, a 2-1 victory over Japan and a 2-1 loss to Colombia. I expect French head coach Sabri Lamouchi will use Drogba in similar fashion later Tuesday evening against the Greeks. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. If you go to my Facebook page today, Tuesday, you'll see a photo of Didier Drogba and his teammate Gervinho celebrating Gervinho's 66th-minute goal against the Japanese in Recife, Brazil. The Roma striker also scored against Colombia. So Gervinho has been one of the prime goal-scoring threats for Ivory Coast in Brazil. In World Cup results Monday, host Brazil beat Cameroon 4-1, with the Brazilians getting a brace from star striker Neymar. The Brazilians topped the Group A standings with 7 points, the same total as Mexico, which beat Croatia 3-1, but the Brazilians had better goal difference. Looking ahead to the knockout round, Brazil will host Chile Saturday in Belo Horizonte in the round of 16, while Mexico will meet the Netherlands the following day, Sunday, in Fortaleza. The Dutch beat Chile Monday 2-0 to top Group B with a maximum 9 points from three matches. Second-half substitutes Leroy Fer and Memphis Depay scored for the Netherlands. Chile finished second in the Group B standings with 6 points from three matches, followed by defending champion Spain with 3 points and Australia with no points. And while the Spaniards had a very disappointing World Cup, they did finish on a positive note, beating Australia Monday 3-0 on goals by David Villa, Fernando Torres, and Juan Mata. So yes, the Spanish announcers said several times, goal! Goal! I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Joining us again from Johannesburg this evening with our latest African football quiz question is David Legg.
Who was the most successful coach of an African team at all the World Cups? Now, I stress an African team. So, in other words, it can be a foreign coach or it can be an African coach. Now, what's very important is how you decide who has been the most successful. And what you do, Sonny, is you base it on percentage success. And what you do is you look at the record of each coach. Now, for example, I'm going to pick out one coach, Vidinic. He coached Morocco in 1970, and he coached what was then called Zaire in 1974. So he coached at two consecutive World Cups with different countries. Now, his record, Sonny, and he's obviously not the winner, and that's why I can mention him, is six matches played, one draw and five defeats. And unfortunately, the reason he saw his team score only two goals but concede 20 is, of course, Zaire were hammered 9-0 at the 1974 World Cup by the then Yugoslavia. So in other words, Sonny, he's played six matches now. In each match, you've got 3 points available for a win. So that's a total of 18 points. And he got one draw, so he only got 1 point. So what you do is you get that one, the 1 point, you divide it by 18, which is the potential total, and then you multiply by 100. And that's how you work out your percentage success. Because, Sonny, it's the only fair way to do it because, like, you take a coach like Henri Michel of France. He's coached at nine matches at the World Cup, and then other coaches have only coached at, say, three. So I think this is a very fair system. So what we want to know is who has been the most successful coach of an African team at the World Cups, and that's going, Sonny, from 1934 to 2010. And I'm sure you're going to have a very good prize or prizes for the winners because they're going to sweat a bit on this one, Sonny.
Yes, David, we will have some of those delightful VOA goodies for the winners. Why don't we set a deadline, David, of July 13th, which is when the World Cup final will be played in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. David and I will now give our addresses where you can send your entries. And once again, we have a July 13th deadline for our latest African football quiz question. VOA!
It's David.Legg, and Legg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France-Presse.com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's David.Legg, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com.
You can send me email at sonny@voanews.com. Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237. Voice of America, VOA,
Washington. This is the Voice of America, Washington. D.C.
David Legg says two African teams have never advanced to the knockout stages at the same World Cup. With the final group matches being played this week, four African teams still have a chance of advancing. I mentioned Ivory Coast. The Elephants will guarantee their passage with a victory over Greece this evening, and a draw might also be enough, depending on the Japan-Colombia result in Cuiaba. In Group F, the African champion Super Eagles of Nigeria are in good position to advance on Wednesday. Nigeria will play Argentina in Porto Alegre, Brazil. Right now, Argentina tops the table with the maximum 6 points from two matches. Nigeria is next with 4 points. Iran has 1 point, and Bosnia-Herzegovina has already been eliminated with no points. A draw against Argentina will be enough for Nigeria to go through. And should Nigeria lose, Iran must beat Bosnia to have any chance. I'm picking the Super Eagles to advance on Wednesday, even if they don't get a good result against Argentina. I think Iran, which has yet to score a goal in the tournament, is going to have trouble with Bosnia-Herzegovina. The Black Stars of Ghana have a much tougher road to the round of 16 than Nigeria. A lot has to go right for the Ghanaians, starting with a victory Thursday over Portugal in Brasilia, the Brazilian capital. The Black Stars also have to hope the Germany-USA match in Recife works in their favor. Right now, Germany and the USA top Group G with 4 points from two matches, while Ghana and Portugal have 1 point each. If the Germans and the Americans draw, both teams advance. Meanwhile, the Desert Foxes of Algeria are also in good position to advance in Group F. A victory Thursday over Russia would guarantee the Algerians go through, while a draw might also be enough. Belgium currently tops the group with the maximum 6 points, followed by the Algerians with 3, and Russia and South Korea with 1 point each. The Desert Foxes of Algeria are coming off a big 4-2 victory over South Korea. It was Algeria's first World Cup victory since the 1982 tournament in Spain. While Algeria has reason to be proud of its performance in Brazil, Cameroon definitely rates as the biggest African disappointment. The indomitable Lions made their African record 7th World Cup appearance, but just like 4 years ago in South Africa, Cameroon lost all 3 of its group matches and made a quick exit from football's premier event.